Greetings, friends. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program with Dr. Bob Teal, bringing you news and analysis of world events in light of Bible prophecy. Dr. Teal, could we be on the brink of World War III?
Well, we're certainly getting close. Now, related to financial matters in World War III, Nick Giambruno sent out an email. Here's the title: World War III and the Collapse of the Dollar. Millions throughout history were financially wiped out or worse during the last world wars because they failed to grasp the big picture or take the right steps. But what if you do see it? What if you see World War III unfolding? He says you could avoid disaster, potentially position yourself for life-changing gains before the rest of the world catches on. Subheadline: the U.S. dollar will lose its privileged position. The U.S. government's ability to hide the effects of its rampant money printing by offloading trillions of dollars of foreigners is nearing its end. That's terrible news for the U.S. dollar. As World War III plays out, I expect we'll see a multipolar world order emerge and U.S. dollar lose its privileged position as the world's premier reserve asset. An ocean of capital could flow into gold as the world looks for sound monetary alternatives to the fading U.S. dollar. World War III and the emergence of a multipolar world order will add rocket fuel to the gold price, end quote.
Okay.
While in many ways, Nick Giambruno is right, biblical prophecies point to this happening a bit differently, though, than he's laid out.
How is biblical prophecy different?
Well, it does mention debt, but it's not just to the U.S. dollar, but the U.S. itself. The time will come, according to Bible prophecy, when the nations of the world will no longer accept pledges like U.S. Treasury bills or notes. For the book of Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 3, Habakkuk is told, "For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but in the end it will speak, and it will not lie." Verse 6, "Will not these take up a proverb against him, and a taunting riddle against him, and say, 'Woe to him who increases what is not his, how long, and to him who loads himself up with many pledges?' Will not your creditors rise up suddenly? Will they not awaken and oppress you, and you will become their booty?" End quote.
Is what you just read in Habakkuk a prophecy pointing to the United States?
Yes. Prophecy is pointing to the appointed time of the end, basically the time of the Great Tribulation, which will be the start of World War III. The United States has been accumulating pledges in the form of treasury bills and notes and is the most indebted nation of all time. It's a descendant of Israel. And the United States is, and that's prophesied to have debt issues with foreigners if they turn from God's law, according to Deuteronomy. And that's consistent with Habakkuk. Now, that prophecy is not a reference to the nation that calls itself Israel, by the way, because it has nothing like U.S. debt. The creditors rising up to take over the United States should be considered to be World War III.
How might gold fit into that picture?
Well, oddly, I saw this Protestant author and commentator, Joel Rosenberg, state that Christians need to have gold because of the unexpected. Mm. But I'd say no. I would say the reason Christians in the end times may wish to consider owning some gold is because of the expected. Because of prophecies in Habakkuk, it's certain that a highly indebted nation will be taken over. And that would also mean their currency will be worthless. Now, what about gold? Gold is shown in the Bible to one day be tossed in the streets, and it's not proper for Christians to trust in gold. But it also shows that gold's going to have value up until the fall of the prophesied final end time Babylon book of Revelation. Now, what about the end of the United States in gold? Well, the prophet Daniel was inspired to write down an end time prophecy related to the final European king of the north who values gold before he attacks the United States. So I'm going to read this from the New King James, Daniel 11, starting in verse 37. "He," now that's the king of the north, "shall regard neither the God of his fathers, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall exalt himself above them all. But in their place he'll honor a God of fortresses and a God for which his fathers did not know. He will honor with gold and silver, with precious stones and precious things." Verse 39. Then he shall go against the strongest fortresses with a foreign god, which he will acknowledge and advance its glory, and he shall cause them to rule over many and divide the land for gain, end quote.
Well, just what do those verses have to do with the United States?
The United States of America is the power with the strongest fortresses in the 21st century. And notice it's going to be defeated, according to Daniel 11, verse 39. Its dollar will then be worthless by someone who valued gold. But what about gold afterwards? Well, if you continue in Daniel 11, look what we see starting in verse 40. At the time of the end, the king of the south will attack him, and the king of the north will come against him with a whirlwind. Let's drop down to verse 43. The king of the north will have power over the treasures of gold and silver and all the precious things of Egypt. The king of the north is going to end up with gold. He's the coming European beast power. Now, I want to read something from the old Plain Truth magazine from last century. It says, why gold? Then they quote the philosopher Voltaire. Voltaire concluded, all paper eventually comes to its intrinsic value, zero. And in 1871, the British economist David Ricardo noted, quote, experience has shown that neither a state nor bank ever had the unrestricted power of issuing paper money without abusing that power, end quote. Anyway, still in the article. The United States, blessed with staggering wealth, vast natural resources, and phenomenal industrial and agricultural output, is in serious financial situation. It makes no sense, except for the fact that the nation's leaders were quite prepared to dilute the value of the nation's money supply. This decision defrauds the citizens by stealing the purchasing power of wages and savings. The sinister aspect of inflation was explained by the British economist John Maynard Keynes in 1919. Quote, by a continuing process of inflation, governments can secretly and unobserved confiscate an important part of the wealth of their citizens, end quote. Keynes himself advocated this form of government policy. But as people began to experience inflation and see their wealth quickly disappearing, they tried to protect themselves through investing and speculating in more stable commodities, including gold. Speculation in gold is a symptom and a warning of a distorted government-ravaged economy. It's a sign of loss of trust and faith by men in their own system and political leaders, end quote. Well, anyway, because of biblical prophecies, we can be certain that gold is going to have value after the United States dollar is worthless. But that's part of why, back in December of 2024, in my list of 25 items to prophetically watch in 2025, I wrote the following. Yes, gold will outlast the U.S. dollar. Gold will have value in 2025 and for at least a few years beyond. Gold will break record in U.S. dollar terms. Now, in mid-January 2025, I had some other things published. And here's one of them. The U.S. dollar will ultimately crash and be worthless. That pride of American power will be broken, according to Leviticus 26, verse 19.
That's interesting. Are you saying that the pride of America's power is the almighty greenback and not its military?
Well, it's actually both, but the financial aspect is certainly part of it. Now, anyway, continuing what I wrote in mid-January 2025, I wrote, since many are now questioning the role of the U.S. dollar as the world's reserve currency, more are looking into other currencies as well as gold. Gold will set records in U.S. dollar terms. Now, despite having ups and downs, as well as records hit in 2024, gold will set further records in U.S. dollar terms in the relatively near future, end quote. So that's what I wrote. Now, since that came out in mid-January 2025, gold has hit daily record prices in U.S. dollar terms over three dozen times through late September 2026. Now, factors in this include U.S. debt, trade policies, sanctions, international cooperation, desire to push aside U.S. dollars as a world reserve currency, and trading currency, as well as various bullying tactics by the government of the United States. You know, things are not going to continue as they have been. There's costs to deficits, debts, sanctions, tariffs, and bullying tactics. Many nations are increasing their gold reserves while decreasing their hold of U.S. dollars. That is not going to end well for the United States, according to Daniel 11:39, or Habakkuk 2:6-8, or Isaiah 10:5-11. The prophetic bottom line is that World War III will lead to the end of the United States and its dollar. And for at least 2.5 years after that, gold will have value, while the U.S. dollar will basically be worth no more than the scrap value of the cotton paper that it's printed on.
So is the bottom line pointing to the fact that people should put their confidence in gold and not the U.S. dollar?
No, but people have used the term the almighty dollar.
Okay. You know,
metals will have some value after the United States dollar becomes worthless. But remember, don't place your confidence in the U.S. dollar, democracy, the euro, silver, gold, as it's godliness, according to 1 Timothy 4:8, that's profitable for all things. And as Jesus said in Matthew 6:33, we are to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. Now, Bible prophecy confirms, by the way, it's not wise to trust in the United States or its dollar, and or ultimately for gold, because we're supposed to trust God. Now, I'm going to go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy chapter 6, read verse 17. Timothy was told by the Apostle Paul, command those who are rich in this present age not to be haughty. No, they'll be arrogant. I'm so good because I've got all this money and blah, blah, blah. You know, you're nothing compared to it. Nor to trust in uncertain riches. Okay, uncertain riches. He's talking about things like gold and silver. And by the way, James warns, this is Jesus' half-brother, that end times, you know, that those things will be corroded. But anyway, getting back to what Paul wrote, we are to trust in the living God, who gives us richly all things to enjoy. So we're supposed to trust God, which means you need to change certain things in your life. Now, that being said, I'm not saying it doesn't make sense for Christians to own any gold. Mm-hmm. And unlike what Joel Rosenberg said, it would be for the expected, not the unexpected. Okay, because we read biblical prophecies, what do we see? A highly indebted nation is going to be conquered. The most highly indebted nation in history is the United States of America. We see in the book of Daniel, the military power that's the strongest is going to be defeated. In the 21st century, it's the United States of America. So we see both of these things tying to the United States of America. And we also see the one who's going to do the conquering values gold before the United States is gone, and he values gold after the United States is gone. Uh-huh. So we all need to remember, getting back to what Nick Iambruno wrote down, yes, World War III is going to come at the start of what we call the Great Tribulation. It's not going to end well for the United States, and certainly the currency of the United States will have no value once the United States is destroyed. It will be absolutely worthless. Don't put your trust in gold. Trust in God.
Thank you, Dr. Teal. For more interviews with Dr. Teal, in addition to written as well as audio articles, visit our website at BibleNewsProphecy.net. This is Steve Dupuy for the Bible News Prophecy Program.